Elishu, Chelik Aleph, Reish, Tzadichis, from the middle of the page. Yom HaMisan, you can't tell Chazal Hahu Yema. Chazal referred to the day of death as that day. Yom HaMisan Hu HaMeyuchal Mekul Yemei Chayin Alei Adamos. That day is the most unique, the most special of all days of our lives. And the Gemara Nida quotes the Pasuk, Kili Sichak El Berech, and comments, Zeh Yom HaMisan, on the day on which every knee will kneel before me. Meaning, kol oid ruchinu bon, as long as our spirit is within us, anu melei chedvas chayim, we're full of joie de vivre, we're full of the joy of life, and gavas chayim, and a certain arrogance that comes with it. Af hagadoil shebagadoilim, even the greatest of the great, einu margish kol rega varega, does not feel on a moment-by-moment basis, ki abuire mechayehu, that the Creator gives him life. Vesemech nafshei besech gufo, and holds his nefesh within his body, leval yimoit. There's another statement of Chazal somewhere that with every breath, the neshama tries to flee the body, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, puts a lid on it, a plug on it. But even the greatest of the great cannot feel that moment by moment. Vinei bahayoim, but a day will come, v'yitzterech lir'ois bis batlus gufo yelamoy. The person will be forced to see the dissolution of his body and of his world. And he'll be stripped of everything that is acquired. His house, his fortune, his position, everything. On that day, whether he likes it or not, he will bend his head, he will bow, he will kneel before his Creator. If he earns it, then that ga'ava that he's accumulated through his whole life will melt away. That gava that comes with, at the very least, with being a human being and that sensation of being autonomous, it'll melt away. That's, of course, a paraphrase of the Mishnah in Pekei Avos, right? Rabbi Levitas Omer, he'll be very humble. The Pasuk in Koheles, Ein Shiltoin B'Yom HaMavis, there's no dominion, there's no control. B'Yom HaMavis, Af Moshe Rabbeinu V'David HaMelech, Chazal tell us, Zelo Ishtamesh El B'Chatzutzois. On the day of his death, Moshe Rabbeinu no longer used the trumpets that signified his position. V'Zelo Nichtav Oid HaMelech. And regarding David HaMelech, he wasn't described as HaMelech B'Yom HaYisam. Ki Yom HaKeni'ahu HaYamahu. It's the day of humility, of submission. V'etzem HaMisa, the actual moment of death, it's a famous Gemara in Moed Katan, Achua de Rova, Havayasiv Gamed de Rova. Rova's brother was sitting next to him when Rova was about to be niftar. Chazi de Havaka Menamneim, Rashi says, Goy says. The brother saw that Rova was, it was his last few minutes, moments. Oma le Rova, Leima le Mar de lo le Tzaran. So Rova said to him, speak to Malach HaMavis, like Rashi explains, Yagid le Malach HaMavis shelo yetzair, not to distress me. Oma le Achiv, so his brother says, Mar lav adam chashuv, but you are Rova, you, do you have anything to worry about? Oma le Rova, man chashiv, man sofin, man rakua. Who's important? Rashi explains, Kivan shenim sarada miyad Malach HaMavis, once a person is given over to the dominion, the authority of Malach HaMavis, en sham chashivu, so there's no importance anymore, there's nothing there. His brother said to him, appear to me after your death, come back to me. Ischazel, that happened. Rava passed away, then he appeared to his brother. So the brother asked, did you suffer any distress? Was it painful? Rava answered, it was like plucking a hair from milk. As easy, as smooth as that. What can be smoother than plucking that bit of hair, one strand from the milk? Nonetheless, if Hashem said to me, go back to that world as you were, I would refuse it. I wouldn't want it. Because it was so terrifying. Go back and then die again. I would refuse it. Even though there was no pain, the terror that Malach HaMavis casts on the person is remarkable. Zeis ha'isami sasashil Rova. That's Rova. That's how he died. Tzara mavis kemishchal binisa meichelba, like plucking a strand of hair from milk. והנמשל לזה, that's a משל, the נמשל is הפרדס הגוף מהנשמה, the separation of body and soul, נבחנה כיצאה שיער מחלב, was compared to that, כלומר הגוף אינו אלא שיער, the body is like the hair, which is a small part of the body, right? זהו מבט האמס על היחס בין הגוף והנשמה, that's the true perspective on the relationship between them, כי אדם כולו רוחניוס, וכל גופו אינו אלא שיער אחד בבני אדם כולו. His entire body is like one strand of hair out of the entire human being. אלא, the caveat is, שרק אדם גדול זוכה למבט זה. Great person like Rava can have that perspective, וממילא רק אדם גדול זוכה למיסה שאין בצע הפרדס הגוף מעליו. And therefore, such a great person earned a death that involved no pain, no צער, because his whole perspective in life was that his body was like a hair. But when it comes to other people, not Rava, so Chazal described it כציפורה בפי הוושת או כפיתורו בפי הוושת. כחבל הקשור בתורן, like a rope that is used on a ship, או כחבל הקשור ספינה לחוף, one of the stick ropes that connects the ship to the jetty, to the wharf. It's not a hair, it's a thick rope. הגוף יויסר גס, the body is more coarse, not like Rava's body. חבל, ולא נמאסר, it's a rope, it's not a strand of hair. ויין בסוכן ומבייס, it's interesting, the terminology here fits in with other statements of Chazal. יצר הרע בתחילה דומה לחוט של בוכיה. Initially, יצר הרע is like a spider web. That's how thin and brittle and fragile it is initially. ולבסייף דומה כאבויסיס עגלה. Eventually it becomes like a thick rope used on big wagons. It's based on a pasuk in Yeshayahu. At any rate, ועל ידי זה מסבר לשון חזל כאן. חזל are using the same terminology, they're being consistent. With the regular person, הגוף יעשה מקושה לנשמה. The body is more connected to the neshama. Far more, like we said, like the rope that holds the ship to the shore. לכן קשה יעשה ליפרד, therefore it's more difficult than to separate. Chazal said, Teshamois v'shalosh minei misa nivru b'olam. 903 types of death were created. Umistama, the author says, presumably, ruban kfi midas gasus aguf v'iskashus el haneshama. They correspond to the extent to which the body is coarse and vulgar and connected to the neshama. V'gam rova, even rova, shalo irgish kol tzar b'perit gufu minu, he had no pain at all when his body is separated. Eima koi gedola nafla alav. He was struck by such terror that he would refuse to live once again because of that fear. The Gemara says, Malach HaMavis Shekulei Molei Einayim. Chazal described Malach HaMavis as some being full of eyes. Bishas Petirase Shecholei Umed HaMa'al Merashi Sov. When a patient passes away, he's at his head. Keivan Shecholei Ro'eh Oseh Mizdazeh. When the patient, when the ill person sees Malach HaMavis, he shakes, etc. Umfurash b'Yechezkel, the prophet Yechezkel explains, v'gaben, v'gabalahim, v'yir'elahim, v'gabasam mele'ois einayim. Savi le'arba'asam. This idea of being full of eyes. Shiro'im lechol ruach. These eyes can see in every direction. V'chanir'e gam ha'gadol shebagdolim, as it seems, even Rova, even the gadol shebagdolim, nechrad b'fnei mabat kol tzadizeh. What shakes us is this all-penetrating gaze of Malach HaMavis, asher kol inyanav mushgachim lechol toitzpeisem atzuf kol adoris. The author is explaining what this means, that the Malach HaMavis has so many eyes. It means that at that moment of death, the person is shown, he can see all the consequences of everything he's ever done for the rest of eternity. Shezeu mabat hanetzach, that's the gaze of eternity, vehadin al saf hanetzach, and judgment at the threshold of eternity. That's the terrible fright when a person suddenly exposed to all these consequences. That's what these eyes connote of every action that he did, every word he spoke, every thought for the rest of eternity, how they turned out. Milvad tzara misa ve'emas ha'mavis, besides the actual pain of death and that fear that we've spoken about, yeshno oid inyan amok b'lo. There's another further deep concept in death. Asher alav yisparel bil'am, it's for this that Bilam davened, when he said, "Tamois nafshi mois yeshorim, me'adai mois yeshorim." She'ena mechuvan b'ze el acharis. He wasn't talking about the end, ki azeis perel usi acharisi kamoyu. You daven for that separately. When you said tamois nafshim is sharim, he's talking about the actual death, not its consequences. Soid mois sharim hu, that idea, the death of the upright. Kile adam yisrael yeshna madrigois b'misa. There are levels in death for a Jew. Amischalkois lefimidas ahava miserus nefesh shadam megale birga avachonim. These levels correspond to the extent of ahava miserus nefesh that a person reveals in his last moments. Bekiyum, in fulfilling what the Torah tells us, of chol nafshecha, right? The avta, eis Hashem elokecha b'chol nafshecha, and Chazal Darshan famously, afilu hu noiteles nafshecha. So the extent to which a person fulfills this also determines the type of death. Naomi Amra Lerus, she said to her daughter-in-law, when she was trying to dissuade her from becoming a Jewess, Dalad miseis nimseru leveizdin, that Beis Din can execute a person by four different ways. Ve'amra Rus ba'asheta musi amus. She answered, I accept it. Ba'asheta musi amus. Then she told her, Shnei kevarim nimseru leveizdin, echal niskelin unisrafin, ve'echad laneheragin ve'nechnakin. More detail, that the two types of death are more severe, and therefore there's a separate cemetery used. And Rus answered, Vesham ekaver, I accept it. And if it comes to it, I'll be buried there. Mara asan Naomi lagid lerus dvarim eile. Why did Naomi see fit to tell Rus these things, particularly ben mashi edil aktsas mitzvois, in the midst of telling her some of the mitzvois, kemishpat kabalas gerim, as is the halacha in accepting gerim, shalom dim dvarim, which in fact is learned from the words. That's one of the roots that we have for Kabbalas Gerim, that one has to tell the prospective proselyte some of the halachos. But why did she have to tell her about Dalet Miseis Beis Din and two separate cemeteries? Devar gadol gilas abazem. It's related to what we're saying. Sheyesh le'am Yisrael madrigois b'misa. There are different levels of death. Vezegam inyan Miseis Beis Din v'chalukas ha'kvarim. On the lowest level, that's you see it manifested in the type of death that a person suffers. Is it skila? Is it sreifa? Is it hariga? Is it chanika? That type of thing. And where is he buried? It's that corresponds to, is indicative of a level of death. Dargois shenoisen bekapara uvis alus. These are different levels of kapara and growth. Etzel tzedekim bekapara al kol ador. Uvis alus etzel tzedekim bekapara al kol ador. Ila says, therefore, peula kabira zaituna achana. Once again, he calls death a peula. This colossal action requires preparation. Hahu yoima, that day, umikol sheken rig'ei amis atzmo. Or the more so, not just that very day, but the few moments when a person passes away. Mekaplim besicham eskol chei adam. They encompass the entire life of the person. Kol ma'amakei she'ifusav udrachav. All the depths of his aspirations and his ways. Im matrasu yesa liskev elabore. Was his intention truly to be near to the Creator, or chas v'chalil yisrachek mimenu, or to distance himself? Im tikein o kelkel atzmo, did he improve himself? Did he spoil himself? Bemideisav o ma'asav, in his midos, in his actions. Im asak batera o yizneachisa, was he involved in Torah? Did he neglect it? It's all encompassed in the last day, and especially the last few moments. Umagam ki chata kol yamav, v'chazar barig achon shel chayv b'shuva shemiskabez teshuvasoi. We know, Chazal tells us, if a person was choti throughout his life, but in the last moment, the tshuva, ach teshuva achona zoi, this final tshuva, mi yodem nizkeh le'abesuch mumas ha'mavis, who knows if a person will earn it in the midst of the turmoil. When a person knows that it's the last moments, one doesn't have clarity and one isn't composed. It's very easy to speak about doing tshuva at the last moment, but one isn't composed, one is in the midst of terrible turmoil. Umishis alem atzmo kol yamecha, a person has ignored himself throughout his life. B'meiz kelis aruz b'yechay v'chonim. One shouldn't think that then in the last few moments, suddenly he'll have that clarity and devotion to grow tremendously in those last few moments. Therefore, havan isbonena keitzad lehiskoinen. One has to reflect on this, how to prepare for this, not to leave it to the last moment. Adkan.